Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. I'm Traco Brainon, and this week we're looking at a cleaner fuel alternative for your diesel car, hydro-treated vegetable oil. It's beginning to appear at service stations around the country, but what is it and how does it work? I met with Thomas Flynn from Flynn's Mullingar, who for 2 years now has been selling HVO through its company Tria and using the product himself. I started by asking Thomas about the benefits of hydro-treated vegetable oil.
Yeah, well, HVO, we call it in short, from hydro-treated vegetable oil. It's made from waste, so again, there's no crops, there's no land use, and it's a completely drop-in solution. You don't need to modify your vehicle, so it has lots of benefits, and it's very easy to use. There's no downside really on it, you know, the fact that it reduces the emissions. So,
and this can go straight into any diesel car?
Any diesel car. We have it available on our pumps here, and we'll fill up any car that pulls up to
the car, and it doesn't have to be modified in any way.
It's no modifications. Well, if you have it half the tank half full of diesel, you can pour it in on top of it. So there's no modifications or change of any sort.
And would you find any differences then in the performance of the car once you have it in, or would you?
No.
How would it differ?
There's no difference in performance and power or anything like that. The only noticeable difference is there'll be no smell of fumes from the car.
Because you're 90% less carbon.
90% less carbon emissions and 85% less particulate matter. So that the black smuts that come from the diesel engine, they're eliminated to the tune of 85%.
Wow. And you mentioned before, we were talking before we came on here, it does make the engine a little bit quieter as well.
It's quieter and it runs cleaner. So it's a clean, much cleaner engine.
And it'll say the engine's going to last that bit longer.
Yeah, because it's a natural and it has the lubricity to keep the engine lubricated. And so less wear.
Well, and we're talking about, this is, I suppose at the moment, it's not too far off the cost of diesel. It's going in that direction. It's getting quite close to it.
Yeah, well, like there's a difference between around 12 cents a litre. But it has its own tracking because it's relying on the price of the raw materials, which is vegetable oil and animal fats.
Yeah.
So rather than the price of whatever's happening in the world with wars and so forth, it's more to do with the price of the raw materials.
And even though this is a far greener fuel, at the moment it still has the same tax to pay as every other fuel.
The same taxes are paid as fossil diesel at the moment. And I suppose we're asking the government to maybe have a look at this and see could they ease the difference, which would be greatly appreciated.
And you'd imagine it must be, it has to happen because it's going to make a massive difference to the carbon emissions of cars in general. If
Absolutely.
Cars move to between this and electric vehicles.
Yeah, well, over 2030 carbon emissions to targets to meet. Mm. And this is a solution that's here and now. We're all talking about hydrogen and so forth and other solutions, but they're all down the road and all of them require a replacement of the vehicle, which is a big capex cost. Whereas this is, there's no cost other than just putting the fuel in the car.
And people are still buying diesel cars this year, 2023, they're going to last for 20 years more, so they need something if diesel is
A lot of people want to continue with their diesel car. They don't want to change to electric because they're worried about range anxiety and so forth. But this, they can keep their existing car and put it in and live out its life. So that has a sustainability factor as well.
What else can it be used in?
It can be used in any agricultural vehicles and trucks. Very much it's a transport fuel, but it also can be used in home heating with very little cost. So you can switch over your kerosene boiler to use HVO. So it's delivered in a normal truck the same as your home heating oil, and you can put it into your tank. And a slight modification in the boiler, probably a couple of hundred quid, would change the...
And that would be just a case of getting out whoever services your boiler might
whoever services the boiler will be able to change.
That's fascinating stuff. Plenty for me to get going on now with the diesel car at home. Thomas, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
So a much cleaner fuel for your diesel car that requires no modifications and can even be mixed with diesel in your car. an amazing 90% reduction in carbon emissions, and an 85% reduction in particulate matter, and yet it's currently taxed the same as fossil fuels. Along with all that, it's completely renewable, and it seems inevitable that we're going to hear a lot more about this fuel source in the future as it ticks so many environmental boxes.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.